the mainstream isn't being exposed to a broad enough base of what hip hop is.
There's a lot of different ways that people do create hip hop.
I thought I was the only gay rapper in the world, really.
I thought I was gonna be the first one.
I'm not a part of the hip hop community. I'm not accepted as a part of any hip hop community.
I'm a hip hop artist who's gay. Right. I don't do gay hip hop.
The ideal world would be where we don't have gay hip hop. You know, the ideal world would be where we could step into the hip hop world and be openly gay and not be judged on that fact.
As soon as you put gay on something, a lot of people just take off running and they don't give things a chance.
If I'm talking about gay stuff in my songs because I'm expressing myself as a gay man going to gay clubs and shagging gay men, then I have to be a gay rapper.
I'm not gonna get invited to, like, you know, the Dinah Shore weekend, you know, like those kind of lesbian things.
It's all right for poets to be gay, but not rappers.
Hip hop at its root is kind of a culture of angry young men. And it's also a culture of people saying what's on their mind, regardless whether it's appropriate or not. And in one sense, there's something very beautiful about that, because our society is very afraid of our angry young men and what they have to say. And it's one venue.
And now they're going to be afraid of angry gay men.
I'm that faggot with a gat, you know, here comes, you know, I'm out for the attack.
You know what? We've gotten these opportunities. We have to tell these stories while we're here.
Revolution, life revolution, revolution, gay revolution.
Come on.
Revolution, life revolution, revolution, gay revolution.
I got one chance here to have a clean slate, and I don't give a if you are gay or straight. Music of the people, that's what I'm told. Been driven by the music since 5 years old. This hand I'm dealt in the no limit hold'em. On the day of my birth, yo, I knew I was the chosen one to educate these misdirected minds, brainwashed by the church and the law at the same time. I grew up a Midwest Catholic boy. By age 18, I was done with that noise and all the pollution they were feeding my head. I knew when I was a kid that I already liked men, but I went through that and had to bite my lip. Wanna hear the boy say, yo, he looks like a faggot. Man, you gotta tell me what's a faggot supposed to look like or sound like.
Revolution, life revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, life revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, life revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, life revolution, revolution, gay revolution.
We came to take the power from the people who have it. Big nuggets in the house, weigh it up in the baggage. Give it to the kids at your local college. We came to spread the love and we came to bring knowledge to anyone that don't believe what we do is real or what we do is wrong, cause we're proud that we're queer. I got some to say and I'm not holding back, making the foundation for gay hip-hop on the map. You better listen up.
This is Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and this month's show will explore the world of gay hip-hop. You might also call it gay rap, homo hop, or queer hop, but it all boils down to music of a genre that's not at all been very open to GLBT artists. So I'm going to try to share with you the history and a number of the artists braving this world. You'll also hear about the new documentary film on the subject called Pick Up the Mic, and the first regional gay hip-hop tour called the Homo Revolution Tour 2007. I have interview clips from a number of artists, but my special interview is with Tory Fix, a veteran of the groundbreaking group Rainbow Flava, and he's had widespread contributions to the culture. The show started off with part of the opening montage of the film Pick Up the Mic, and then segued into La Revolution, the title track from the debut album by Big Nug, a member of the Homo Revolution Tour. I guess I need to say that researching this project was very interesting, and I was amazed at how many GLBT artists I found doing rap or hip-hop. Of course, I will not be able to cover them all, and I'm glad that there are too many to cover in one show, and the number is growing every day. One big challenge I had with producing this show is one that is inherent with the genre itself, the language. A big element of what comprises rap or hip-hop is its motivation. Its spirit includes expressing anger against the system, or just freedom to say what you want, how you want, with no boundaries to the subject matter. with sex and violence and politics being the common themes, themes that actually real people talk about. Many of the important songs contain language that the FCC will just not permit. So how do you put together a show like this for broadcast radio? Very carefully. I've reluctantly had to do a little editing on some of the songs, you'll probably know when, and many artists have a wide enough collection of material that I could pick radio-friendly songs. But there are many songs that cannot and should not be edited. You'll find some of those on part two of this special, found on my website at www.queermusicheritage.com. Now, since this is a history show, I want to deal early on with the matter of, okay, who had the first gay rap song? With any genre, that's a gray area. I'm not sure there is one correct answer to it. If you talk about rap in general, the nod is often given to the Sugar Hill Gang's 1979 hit, Rapper's Delight. Perhaps that's just the first hit people think of. If you do a Google search on the words first rap song, you'll find enough information to conclude that there's no one answer to that question. Now, of course, I did internet searches on first gay rap or first gay hip-hop song, and I found mention several times of the song you've been hearing in the background. It's by Man Parrish, who in the 80s was an influential figure in the genre of electronic dance music. One article I found gave the opinion that the song you've been listening to, Hip Hop Bebop Don't Stop, from 1984, was, and I quote, a period-defining work that provided the basic genetic material for modern acts and remains an undisputed classic of early hip-hop and electro to this day. Well, that was the opinion. Here's a little bit of the song at regular volume, displaying the very few vocals of the recording. Personally, while I'm willing to allow that the early electro rhythms could have had some influence, I also wonder if some writers glommed onto giving that song credit due to its name, Hip Hop Bebop. The widespread mention could have been the result of lazy research repeated on the internet. The answer on that track may be somewhere in the middle, but to me it sure bears little resemblance to what we now think of as rap or hip hop. I went into all that because if you search the net on the question, you'll find it mentioned, and now you can form your own thoughts on it. I'm not willing to give it credit as the first gay rap or gay hip-hop song for another reason. I've got an older one. In Los Angeles in 1981, two men got together from very different music scenes. Their names were John Callahan and David Hughes, and their group was called Age of Consent. Their first project was a political gay rap song called Fight Back. I tracked down John Callahan and asked him about the start of the group.
It was formed when I came out to Los Angeles in 1980. I didn't know anyone here, and I went to the Gay Center, and they had something about a seminar being conducted on contemporary music. It was being conducted by a guy named David Hughes. And so I went to the seminar and met David and got into a major argument with him about disco music. And we became friends after that. And then he was putting on a Sound and Vision series. When I went down there and saw what he was doing, I said, well, look it, do you know about rap music? And he said, no, not really. He had heard Sugar Hill. And I said, well, look it, why don't we do a rap, because we can put in the politics that we want and we can communicate with people. And so out of that came the Fight Back rap.
Tell me about that song specifically.
Well, Fight Back started off to be a very traditional kind of rap. If you remember the early raps, they were braggadocios. They were like, I'm really a king, I can get all the women I want. And so what we did was we wrote about each of our kind of personalities at the time, where David used to go to this sort of very dark leather bar that had, very avant-garde music, European music, and that was the one way. And I was more promiscuous, to be honest. And so we decided, let's play off of that. And that's what we did. But we wanted to also end it with a very strong message as to what the hell should happen if someone hassles you, which is that you have to fight back.
Here's their first song called Fight Back.
From the streets of New York town came black rhythm rap, funky sound. From the streets of L.A. town, fag rap is spreading around. You might say, what's this shit? Rapping white fags just don't fit. We're here to say that it's okay for anyone to rap black, white, or gay. I am Night of the Night. When evening comes, I spread delight. Tubbs, streets, riding cars, Hollywood, backroom bar. Rock you high, rock you low. Make you feel like you never want to go. Make you moan, make you groan. Thrill your body down to the bone. Cool as ice, twice as nice. Give me the chance to put spice in your life. Rock and roll all over the place. You feel that right in your face. Rock, rock, don't stop. Rock, rock.
Do what?
Rock, rock, don't stop. Rock, rock. Who's on top? Friend of mine's right over here. Some of you might call him queer.
So you've heard it from Blow and Sugar Hill. You've heard it from the Treacherous Three. But none can match the faggot rap of Night of the Night and me. And if you want to keep your face in just one place, you'd better not call me she. Now my name is Nipotam, and I'm faggot through and through. I don't live in Boys Town or Silver Lake, but that don't mean I'm hetero. Well, I'm hetero with Levi's, disco, lifting weights, alligator shirts, and going on dates. Size of this, size of that. No blacks, no freaks, no femmes, no fat. Blue to me is for cars, and I won't go near West Hollywood bars. I stay away from Griffith Park. I get them dressed old fashioned. I do it in the dark. I never could remember for the life of me which park of my hanky and he should be. I guess I gave up too easily. I flunked out of my course and flown 3D. Now I know I'm talking blasphemy, knocking gay culture with a capital C, but it never was my sort of scene, you see. I don't want to be a faggot professionally.
Now the master and I are friends, you see, but sometimes we just don't agree. And all that ish he's putting down, he's just a trendy living downtown. Music's not disco, it's punk. He's just as horny, ain't no monk. Leather jacketed, looking for a lay, bouncing at the beat of the one way.
Well, that's the cop calling the kettle black. At least I do it in the sack. You need 3 men to have your fun. Don't you see you're afraid of just one?
Well, what you say now, some of it is true. I thought all about it, so tell me something new. Way I see it, one's as good as the other. Keep your moralistic pistols, brother.
Most of you are white middle class. Now we're gonna preach the art.
If queer bashing is our fate, how about queer bashing straight?
Oh, no, you'd say it shouldn't be done. Because when straights bash heads, they're just having fun. But if you're wondering the point of this rap, the message is easy, you don't need no map.
If some straight mother hassles you, there's only one thing left to do.
You fight back. When your mind's on the rack and they're breaking your back, you fight back. Don't take that dish, just kill them again. You fight back. When your mind's on the rack and they're breaking your back, you fight back. Don't take that dish, just kill them again. You fight back.
Callahan and Hughes were soon joined by Thea Other, adding a feminist perspective, and the trio performed widely around the L.A. area, at clubs, political benefits, and on the radio, before disbanding around 1984. They were generally known for their live performances, and most of their music was not released at the time. Their song Fight Back did end up on an avant-garde various artists' spoken word compilation in 1983 called English as a Second Language. Fortunately, in 2004, a collection was released capturing their contribution to our culture. The CD is called Age of Consent, Old School on the Down Low. I've got more to the interview with John Callahan, and that and more of their music can be found on the internet version of this show. I'm going next to one of the more well-known acts, whose name I always have to pause before pronouncing, Michelle Endegaicello. She got a lot of attention in 1996 with the song Leviticus Faggot.
Hey, faggot, better run, 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 cause daddy's home. Daddy's sweet little boy, just a little too sweet. And every night the man showed the faggot where the real man should be. But the man and the faggot will never see. For so many can't even perceive a real man. Tell me. It's not that the faggot didn't find a woman fine and beautiful. He had my desire to design it. The faggot wanted love of a man.
His mother would pray,
save him, yes, she would,
save him from this life,
down
that she was the last night.
If that was your girlfriend,
she was the last night.
If that was your girlfriend,
she was the last night.
If that was your girlfriend,
she was the last night.
Girlfriend, yes, I had your girlfriend.
Michelle Endegaccello and Leviticus Faggot from her album Peace Beyond Passion. And I broke into that song with a bit of the end of the song Girlfriend. On that track, Michelle was guest artist helping out Queen Penn, and that song also got a lot of attention. I can only play the chorus for now, but on part two, you can hear all the lyrics. Now, as you can see, there was queer hip-hop and rap going back to the early 80s, but it wasn't until around 1996 that a community started to evolve. And that was due to a large extent to the efforts of an artist in the Bay Area named Dutch Boy. He founded the group Rainbow Flava and reached out to other queer artists doing hip-hop. In 1998, he founded Fat Family. That's spelled P-H-A-T Family, and it's a loose collective of artists and also a record label, and I think a remarkable one, and that it's been a conduit for many GOBT hip-hop artists from all over to get exposure on the several compilation albums that have been released. The group Rainbow Flava lasted until about 2001, and its membership varied from time to time, but other than Dutch Boy, one of the most visible contributors was Tori Fix, and they both can be heard on a song from the album from 2000 called Digital Dope. Here's a bit of the song, Freaky.
Rainbow Flava, 99, yeah, Joe. J Monkey up in this house, Dutch Boy, Toy Fix. Yeah, want you get your groove on. Check the rhyme. It's the weekend, I heard it's gonna be packed tonight. Hit the mall, cause I got to make sure that my gear is tight. I'm chilling in the Castro with the pendulum. Drag queens, leather daddy's chocolate mint song. The kid is dressed to get this mac up. And the DJ read the jam so we can party till the break of dawn. I think I need to get my swerve on. My nigga Carol by my side, Tasha Rodney, the party's on. There's the cutie, of course it is, that's Billy. Serving us some cocksuckers, Heinekens and MGDs. Two Coronas with the lime, please. I'm getting towed down. And Monkey's got the weed, just like Halloween. All these freaks is out, you know what I mean. Every fag in town came down to see and be seen. Ain't no rules tonight, that is plain to see. So party people chant with me.
Come on to get freaky. Let your head bob, get freaky. Let your head bob, get freaky. Let your head bob, get freaky. So get freaky, get freaky. Let your head bob, get freaky. Let your head bob, get freaky. Let your head bob, get freaky. Candy told me that I represent 10% of my population. Checking the situation and tell truth to the nation. I'm the man that come to bust a lot of heads. Rocking all worlds as I bang a lot of beds with your sister and your cousin. Boys by the dozen, I'm that deuce, deuce, seducer on the players that be buzzing. I'm just cooling, steady, straight, schooling. Respect me and my crew and no fooling because we grueling. Dutch Boy, show 'em what it's all about, no doubt. My brothers and sisters, I work it out like an equation of a multisexual persuasion. Back up, up and prepare for the invasion of the body snatchers, crack snackers, and dog catchers. My lecherous, treacherous crew. So what you wanna do? Rainbow Flavor. Original hip hop players, punk 99 thumping in your trunk, so you know what? Get freaky, let your head bob. Get freaky, let your head bob. Get freaky, let your head bob. Get freaky, so get freaky.
I'm very pleased to bring you an interview now with Tori Fix, and I started out asking about his catalog of work. I've read a bio of yours online, and it went on for several paragraphs about your recordings and productions and guest spots, and by the time I'd finished, I was a bit overwhelmed. How many solo recordings have you done, and how many collaborations?
The collaborations are really... It's been so many, I cannot count. My solo work I've done, Code Red, the new CD that's out now, will be my sixth official release.
In what time frame?
Starting with my Impact CD in 98.
One interesting thing on your resume is that in the mid-90s, you were sort of the on-call DJ for Prince.
Actually, I was his... he had two personal DJs, and it was another guy and myself.
I want to pause to ask about terminology. What is the difference between rap and hip-hop?
The difference to me has always been hip-hop was the fun stuff. Hip-hop was the more universal and lighthearted material, as opposed to rap was always the harder, more aggressive, just part of the genre. I guess I compare it to rock and roll and heavy metal. It's like you have the rock bands, but then you had heavy metal, which was a lot harder, a lot more aggressive, a lot angrier, a lot more raw. And that's kind of what hip-hop and rap was always to me.
Musically, are they that different?
Now I have to say no. The lines have kind of been blurred. But when really hip-hop began to take off, it was. Hip-hop was definitely, the sound of hip-hop was, the music itself was lighthearted. It was, it was fun music. It was, music you can really sit back and listen to any time of the day for the most part and really enjoy it. As for rap, it was always, lots of hard beats, minor chords, not as musical as hip-hop was, be it a hip-hop sample or whatever the case may be, live instruments. Rap was just a little more stripped down, a lot more raw and aggressive, even musically.
Tell me about your work with Rainbow Flavor.
Rainbow Flavor was my first group ever. It was my first experience with collaborating with other people as far as sharing ideas musically, image-wise, just across the board. I had just moved to San Francisco, I think it was around 97, and I had already heard of Rainbow Flava, and I eventually met up with them and just started sitting in on rehearsals, going to their shows. And eventually I got asked by Dutch Boy to kind of, initially it wasn't to join Rainbow Flavor. It was to be like an opening act. So I would just, I still got to be Tory Fix and open for Rainbow Flavor. And eventually the lines just kind of blurred there because there was such a chemistry amongst all of us that I just started incorporating my material with their material on stage. And, before I knew it, it was really just Rainbow Flavor material. So that was the beginning of it. And then we went on to record our second CD. They already had a CD released, so their second CD, which was Digital Dope, that was our second CD. And we recorded that and toured behind that. And after that, I went on to do more solo material.
What was your involvement with the film Pick Up the Mic?
Pick Up the Mic, wow. I was privileged enough to be one of the, 12 featured artists in the film. I was lucky that the majority, I'd say half of the artists in the film I have produced or worked with at some point in time. A lot of the artists ended up, the director ended up using a lot of the material that I did produce for the other artists, like Deadly, Johnny Dangerous, Rainbow Flava. So I really lucked out there. On top of that, there was some underlying score music that they asked me to contribute. So I did contribute to that as well.
Sounds like a family affair.
It kind of is. If I can help it, it generally is.
So the film was finished. What did you get out of the film?
Just so much. So much more than really financially, and money could buy. Not only have I traveled all over the country and even internationally with the film, I've got to meet so many people and introduce them to, for them, this new type of music, this new community, this new thing that they really did not know existed. And it was such a universal just display of emotion and just reactions time and time again. So many people were just shocked that this community, this gay hip-hop community, existed.
A couple years ago, Kanye West openly denounced other rappers' gay bashing in interviews. Have you seen any changes in that climate since then?
No, not at all. Not at all.
That was a short answer.
I apologize. It just, for me, that's a really sensitive area just because I get to answer that question in-depthly sometimes. You know, a lot of people are like, hey, isn't it great that Kanye said this, you know, and stood up for you all? I'm like, well, he really did not. Kanye made a statement in regards to, you know, something that was personal to him. He had a family member who came out, and he had to deal with his own homophobia, you know, basically towards his own family member. I took it more so as a defense of that, you know, something that was personal to him at the moment. As for the community, it really did nothing for, you know, GLBT artists who are hip-hop artists, who are trying to, you know, some that are trying to break into mainstream. He didn't hire anyone that was openly GLBT at all and say, look, you know, it's okay, this is cool, you know, I've hired this person, or this person is on my staff, or I'm producing a song for this artist who happens to be a lesbian MC or a rapper or group. I think that would have been a greater statement and something to really look at and recognize and think about. But most people in just the hip-hop community and music scene in general, you know, didn't really bat an eyelash at it.
How did you get involved with the Homo Revolution Tour?
I was invited by Deadly and his manager, Camilo, I want to say back in September. Deadly had contacted me and told me he had an idea for a tour. And if I would be interested in going, it would be in the spring. And of course, if Deadly calls, 9 out of 10 times, I'm going to go. And there was no specific details or outline just yet, but he said it definitely was going to be something to come to light, and you know, we're definitely going to have this happen. So, of course, I was on board from the beginning, and, you know, now it is definitely come to pass, and it is going to happen. And it's actually starting to get larger than I think what any of us had anticipated. But I think that's a wonderful thing.
I think larger in two ways, both with the people being added in different cities, and the impact of the tour is larger.
Indeed, indeed. There's so many people, and I'm really hoping that people do come out in droves, even for curiosity's sake. There's so many people who just have no idea what this is about or how this could be happening, or, you know, can this really be done? I'm really hoping they come to see the talent that lies out there and the quality of the material, and just, you know, how many artists, and this is just a small group of artists, even though it's a large roster, it's still a small portion of how big this community is worldwide.
It seems like Pick Up the Mic and the tour are really two big thrusts for gay hip-hop.
Oh, enormous. I cannot tell you how just blessed I am to have been able to be a part, especially of Pick Up the Mic, when there are so many more artists out there, and I got to be one of the 12 featured in there. And I can't tell you how much that has done and will continue to do for the lives of those artists that are featured in the film.
I want to mention that I've seen the film, and I think it does an excellent job of covering today's world of queer hip-hop. It's not out on DVD yet, but those of you with access to the Logo channel may be able to catch it there. I love your song, Marry Me. Can you tell me about it?
Marry Me was one of those songs that for many people, it really depends on your interpretation of that song. To me, it's just a love song. It is a love song, and yes, I use, you know, the F-bomb in there. But really, that was placed in there to display, you know, how much one human loved another. They were so in love, and it was so passionate and so intense. that it was basically like forget the world, forget everything. And I think when you use kind of the F-bomb in there, it puts a heavier statement, you know, just a bigger stamp on how much, you know, I was in love, or, you know, the storyteller wants to marry this other person. And for us being gay men made it an even stronger statement. And at the same time, I had written that song. It was the big war on gay marriage, like all across the nation. It was really kind of the first major attack coming from the president and Congress and all of that that was going on in every state. And so really the song, you know, kind of came about in that area. And it was somewhat my answer to, you know, everyone, you know, even I had friends questioning if they approved of gay marriage or not. And I'm like, well, you love me, but you're not sure if I deserve to be married. So Marry Me had a lot of layers to it as far as meanings and definitions and what it stood for.
And how has it been received?
People loved it. Shockingly enough, I was really surprised. People loved it so much. As a matter of fact, when Matt Wobensmith heard the song, he was the one who jumped on my case and jumped into the project, and, you know, the entire Marry Me album was born. He wanted to put it out as a single, which we had a maxi single with a few remixes and a couple of bonus tracks. And I created a few more tracks, which he enjoyed them so much, he really wanted to try to push for an entire CD, which at that point was not a difficult thing for me to do.
Later for the president, later for society and the Constitution. Baby, won't you marry me? Later for the politics, religious folks and hypocrites. Loving you is all I need. Baby, won't you marry me?
Now I'll be damn if I have to hesitate on saying I do, because the public won't acknowledge my love for you. They ain't slanging no checks from under this roof right here. You don't hear me though, I promise you to do the best I can. I'm on both knees asking you to be your man. I'm talking wedding bands, diamond rings and things that bling. A ceremony held that it goes for a long way. Because I know
I know it's you. So later for the president, later for society and the Constitution. Baby, won't you marry me? Later for the politics, religious folks and hypocrites. Loving you is all I need. Baby, won't you marry me?
Now I know many folks. I read this comment in an article by writer and television producer Herndon Davis, and I found it very interesting and wanted to get your comments on it. He wrote, "Openly gay hip-hop artists must confront and overcome overt homophobia within the music industry, all while running the risk of being solely characterized by their sexual orientation versus the most important factor of all, their talent."
I would have to agree with him. I probably could not have said it better myself. And it's another one of those things as well where it's just very sad, because even with a lot of press, say like the Homo Revolution tour, the thing you seem to find out most is more people are focused on your sexuality than the merit of your work. There's so many people that know, okay, Deadly is just a gay rapper, or Tory Fix is a gay hip hop artist. But the whole thing is, he's gay. Not, wow, he's really good, or, you know, God S is amazing, or, you know, their CDs are great. It's first and foremost their sexuality, and it seems to stop there. Some people, yes, break through to the other side and get to hear the music and find new artists that they like and enjoy, but the majority right now, you know, still just hold you at your sexuality, and everything is still based off of that.
Tell me about your new album, Code Red.
Code Red, wow. Code Red is not only my sixth release, it kind of marks my 10th year as being an openly gay recording artist, more specifically recording hip-hop artist. And Code Red really, both vocally, musically, it sums up And it taps into everything I've done up until this point. So there's little elements from all of my past CDs. And then it also offers a little bit more as far as who I am now as a person and as a musician in general. It gives a little taste of what the future is probably going to look like for Tory Fix as well. It also is a good CD, I always say, for anyone who really jumps on the Tory Fix bandwagon for the first time. This is a great place to start. I think I've been proud of all of my CDs thus far, but I've never been more proud of a CD as this one.
Of what song that you recorded are you the most proud?
Wow, you know, any song that has obtained enough reaction from people to email me or let me know in concert or either way, someone has communicated with me that it has affected their lives so much. And it's hard to name one song. I have my favorites, but the songs that I'm most proud of are the songs, and it's not a lot of them, but the songs that have moved people. And to me, that is an accomplishment that you just can't buy. You can't pay for that.
What song gets the most audience reaction?
The most audience reaction? It depends on the city and really the crowds. Why Does It Matter has gained and usually gets a lot of reaction. People love that song. What else? It would probably have to be a lot of the songs. Oh, well, classic in itself. Probably the fan favorite is Breakthrough. I have to say that universally across the board, from Toronto to San Diego, Breakthrough is probably the big fan favorite right now. And big thanks to Pick Up the Mic. That was kind of like the theme song around that film.
Would you talk a moment about that song?
Breakthrough is not just for GLBT artists, but for any artist in general who are chasing their dreams, you know, musically. It is really from my heart and myself, you know, just saying all I'm looking for is a breakthrough. You know, yes, it would be nice to be as big of a star as Madonna, and that's great, but my dreams and hopes really surround with me just being able to get my foot in the door of entertainment and do what I love to do, which is make music, produce music, DJ. To be able to do that and make a living, a comfortable living doing that. I think if everyone gets a chance to do what they love in this world and make a living from doing that, I think so many people would be so much happier. And that's what Breakthrough really is about. It's not asking for anything more or anything excessive. It's just saying, all I'm really looking for is simply a breakthrough. And the directors from Pick Up the Mic really just kind of had taken to that song. And overall, like the theme of Pick Up the Mic, they were saying that's kind of what sums it all up in a nutshell. In a 3-minute nutshell, Breakthrough just sums what everybody is doing and relating to in Pick Up the Mic.
New jam, Tory Fix, let's make them bounce to this, give them some of that new flavor, here we go,
this right here, oh y'all have no fear, throw your hands in the air, be so how high can I take you?
All I'm looking for is a breakthrough.
Oh, y'all have no fear.
Yeah.
Throw your hands in the air if you see. How high can I take?
Check it out. All I'm looking for is a chance to show what I can do. Get a few big checks to pay for these groups. I got dreams upon dreams, we've all got dreams. But it seems I can't set it off without Shatrine. Maybe I ain't paid enough dues. Maybe I should pucker up and play by them rules. But it's a new game and I'm old school. I know too much to be a big label's fool. All I'm looking for is a breakthrough. If I had a chance to shake you, maybe even make you bob your head up and down to my sound. And tell your peeps that Tory Fix threw down. Maybe then the media
one of my groups and write a fine article and an interview. Oh, hell, I'd settle for a review. Think this is hot, please, this is just a
this spray. Right here, oh, y'all have no fear. Throw your hands in the air. So how high can I take you? All I'm looking for is a breakthrough. This right here, oh, y'all have no fear. Throw your hands in the air. So how high can I take you? All I'm looking for is a breakthrough.
More of the Tory Fix interview can be heard on the internet version of this show.
Hey, everybody, this is Tory Fix, and you are listening to Queer Music Heritage.
And this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. I've always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more very queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Friday night, Saturday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's Queer Radio with Attitude.
Thank you for supporting us, and we're going to give it up a little for y'all.
Queer
right
boy
here.
Doing hip hop is a revolutionary act. Queer girls doing hip hop is a revolutionary act.
Yo, we are daring our tongues to be rebellious, shameless, rhythmic, and
incantation.
Real with Holy Spirits, born of a Banji boy, MCs and dear it. Society fear it, and never ever want to get near it. Gay lyric.
Me and other people in DDC and Dutch Boy and everybody here, we decided to enter the game, enter the hip hop game, because we didn't like what we were hearing. You know, I got tired of going to gay clubs and hearing people call me faggot from the speakers, you know. So for my thing is like, we actually have to create the music that we can play in the club so I can be like, oh, that's my boyfriend, that's my boyfriend, and he's a cutie, and he's a cutie. You're looking back at me, yeah.
That was the voice of Timon T. West, and he was a founder of an act very important to the history of gay hip-hop. They were, and still are, called Deep Dick Collective, also known as DDC. The act was formed in early 2000 by Juba Kalamka, Timon T. West, and Philip Atiba Goff, and a number of others have contributed over the years. They have been called intellectual architects of homohop, as they deftly serve up their politics and beats with a barrage of polysyllabic words. This is a group that takes close listening. From their album The Famous Outlaw League of Proto-Negroes is the song We Out, and that's a quote by Bayard Rustin starting it off.
25-30 years ago, the barometer of human rights in the United States were black people. That is no longer true. The barometer for judging the character of people in regard to human rights is now those who consider themselves gay, homosexual, lesbian. We are all one. And if we don't know it, we will learn it the hard way.
0.5 at all, sissy. Figure how you make me the last time. The last line was missing these additions. I crashed rhymes together, whether be leather, pleather pants, or taffeta. Still they asking you, wrap it up a little faster. Pass the peas and plastered sunbows for yo-yos and negroes with masters and a doctorate. Still I rock this shit for the Stanford MCs. He, she's with telegraph. And sadly for your daddy at the reef, wet and ring. In his pocket wants the socket to my cakes and sticks. The clown I found in your doodle brown. Round the lake, Merritt's Bakery. Engaging fakery and lies. I watch you die next to the sweet potato pies. It's 2-5 eyes, the host with trouble, his bubble. But the brother butter butters his toast as we coast to the stack. And though the lights attract in sideways with gaze, and all the lights refract through the cracks and slice from your aunts and friends, Karengaites alike, papaya queens and dykes. That's why I write the track. And when it's time to fight, you know I got your back. Like all my kids to smack that know the times are twist with high heels and hammerheads and bats and fists.
And we out, and we out, and we out, and they out, and we out, and we out. Cause in the hood we're out.
Up next is one of the headliners of the Homo Revolution Tour. He's been called groundbreaking, confrontational, and a homo thug, and he's gotten a lot of press lately, with his two albums, appearances in films, and at many venues. And lately, he was interviewed on the CNN show Paul Is On Now, discussing homophobia and hip-hop. His name is Deadly, and here's a bit of his song, Nasty.
You got shotgun, my rock, freak twist, deadly dress, Bonnie Clyde. You hit sunset, hang rock, freak show, got lit Friday night. Thrill that kill like suicides, blow, blow, blow on your mind. You a straight witness to a homo side, homo side. Lipstick, lessies, macho ducks, drag queens, kings, and transies. Chicks with dicks, say what you like, whatever, tickle that fancy. Gang, gang, banks, go-go boys, homo thugs, all panties. There's issues ripped, so copper.
Deadly is another artist who believes in collaborations, and he has a very interesting one with Johnny Dangerous called Crack Hit. I can't play that one on this show, but here's one by Johnny called Topsy Turvy.
Look at that cat over there, like he got this. Has no idea what he's in, so watch this. I'ma make a move and let him know that he's met his match. Cause this hot tail is free, gonna walk past. Get his attention, lick my lips, watch him stare down. And fantasize about my briefs, he wanna tear down. What's up, little man, what's your name, who you here with? Hey, the name's Johnny, I'm just having a beer with. My friends on the other side, watching my game time. Cause none of them believe I could take any man home tonight. It's all in his swag and he's took, wanna take me home? I'll see if fool's late, don't you call the wait up too long. Topsy, turn and turn me, work me, copy, work me. Talk me dirty, dirty, hurt me, daddy, hurt me. Topsy, turn and turn me, work me, copy, work me. Talk me dirty, dirty, hurt me, daddy, hurt me. Topsy, turn and turn me, work me, copy, work me. Talk me dirty, dirty, hurt me, daddy, hurt me. Topsy, turn and turn me, work me, copy, work me. Talk me dirty, dirty, hurt me, daddy, hurt me. Took me to his house, had his own. I was quite.
Johnny Dangerous is another Homo Revolution Tour headliner and is known for his outspoken, in-your-face sexuality. His first album, Dangerous Liaisons, was nominated for 2 Out Music Awards, and a CD single has already been released from his upcoming album, to be called Gangsta Glam.
I know that this is going to happen. I reassure all the time. I reassure my parents. I know that this is going to happen. I'm going to make this happen, and I'm not going to give up.
Who the hell am I? Who the hell are you? I'm a white gay Jew that raps and confuses you. What am I trying to do? I can't believe what I've gotten myself into. Yo, who knew? I should take a bullet to my face and grow a bullet. Pick up a guitar and sing folk music. A baby dye my hair. You sing punk rock, but I look rather odd like I do performing hip hop. Plus, you would never want to hear me sing with teeth. Know that I try to hit your body with cringe. So I'll stick with what I do best. Writing rhymes that make you blush and feel embarrassed.
Another act getting a lot of attention is Goddess and She. Their first album, Reality, also got an Out Music Awards nomination, and they recently performed their song Lick It on the TV show The L Word. Here's a new single by them called Love You Better.
Love song, you're on my mind all the time, but I can't express it to you, cause you're already taken, but your girl's a fool. I wish we would've met when you were single. I would've swept you right off your feet and made your body tingle. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel your energy. There's something in the air, we got a sexual chemistry that's so deep, we can't deny it. But when I start to feel that, I can't do nothing about it. So I wait, laying back, chilling in the cut, hoping someday it'll just be us. Till then, I could just live through my daydreams. Kinda like a drug, cause I'm feeling like a fiend. Or like a teen, having fantasies that's distracting me. Sexual by nature, make it hard to breathe.
Someday you will be mine. Hope I'm not out of line.
The way that you're talking, the way that you move is so graceful and smooth. And every time you're in my presence, I have to slap myself. My heart skips a beat, you make me want to melt. I even get nervous and I'm not the nervous type. But it's really rare that I find someone I like. I get a funny feeling down below. I hope you don't notice, I hope it doesn't show. I fix you and dress and it turns me on. I keep on going strong, I promise, all night long. However you want it, I try anything. I whisper in your ear and I'd even try to sing. Probably wouldn't want me to do that, but I kiss you on your feet, work my way up your back. You have a little shy day playing in the background. Start on the bed and work our way to the ground. Oh,
someday you will be mine. Hope I'm not out of line. I want you to be mine, the one that loves you better. And when it's you and me, oh baby, wait and see. I give you everything, oh I can love you better, baby.
Come out with me,
your girl is a five. She don't treat you right the way that you want to be treated. I wouldn't be surprised if she crept and cheated. I don't mean to be conceited, but I know I treat you better. All those times she threatened to leave, I wish you'd let her. You make a cute couple, I'll take you around the world. Being honest and faithful, stay true as your girl. Whatever you want, I try to make it happen. I'll be rich someday from the way I be rapping. Wanna see us in the future, having some kids. We can leave for the summer and go to Madrid. Okay, I guess I'm kinda getting carried away, cause we've never even been out on a first date. Oh well,
someday you will be mine.
Be mine.
Hope I'm not out of line.
Oh,
I want you to be mine. The one to love you better.
One.
And when it's you and me,
and me.
Oh baby, wait and see. I give you everything. Oh, I can love you better. Better, better. I can love you better.
Oh, their voices go so well together, Goddess and She. I'm down to the last song, but before I get to it, I want to thank you all for listening, and I want to especially thank Tori Fix for the wonderful interview, and Alex Hinton, the director of Pick Up the Mic, for providing me with sound clips from the film. And, as I had expected, Tori's interview was so good that I could not fit all of it into the radio version of this show, so my internet listeners can hear an extended version with a lot more comments and additional music. And as I mentioned at the start, there are many, many songs that not only would not fit under the radio version for time reasons, but also for language concerns. That's not a concern on the continuation of this show. That, of course, can be found at www.queermusicheritage.com. And as always, if you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. It was hard to pick a closing song for this segment, but the one I picked is a duet by Dutch Boy and Shante Smalls, now going by Shante Paradigm. Together they formed the group BQE, and the song is called Understand Overstand. During my interview with Tori Fix, I asked him from a history point of view what artist I could just not leave out of this show.
I personally have to go with Dutch Boy. I you know, my old roommate and partner from Rainbow Flava. I could talk about that man for so long and go on and on, so I'll try to keep it short and sweet. But yeah, I can't see anyone ever mentioning gay hip-hop without mentioning Dutch Boy.
What? Paradigm, Dutch Boy, BQE, 2G3. What?
Understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand? Understand, overstand, misunderstand. Take your heart in your hands and do the best that you can. Understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand? Understand, overstand, misunderstand. Open mind, open hands, do the best that you can. Afghanistan, Sudan, Palestine, and Brooklyn. So many people's going head to head with the man. Without the luxury to choose whether to act, I'm racing through the papers trying to get through the facts. It's whack, checking my sources. Political and market forces at Bush done pushed us to this war for resources. The war on terrorism and drugs got police trying to lock up the streets. What type of heroes are these? And most free speech serves the goals of elites, while jingoism and hate speech over cameras and break beats. My own community offers no resistance. Just bags with flags demonstrate and celebrate our own existence. With the deaf ear to queers in the streets of the peers, revolution crucified after 33 years. I'm not a separatist. Do I support the reparations to rebuild a nation or just stifle a generation? Do I support Mugabe reapportioning farms? Do I support the Intifada making homicide bombs? Should they just throw rocks to checkpoints and roadblocks while militant settlers file their rifles in mosques? So many questions with no easy answers. Choose a life and take chances like radiation for cancers. It's enough to make you wanna say screw it, cause almost anything will be insignificant, but still you gotta do it. Understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand? Understand, overstand, misunderstand. Take your heart in your hands and do the best that you can. Understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand? Understand, overstand, misunderstand. Open mind, open hands, do the best that you can.
I get angry sometimes, so I put it
in rhymes. Can't assist, possess her own body, so in her mind. Every time I step out, my body's put on shout. I feel fear, anger, shame, confusion, and of course doubt. But when I speak out, though, I give myself clout. So repeat the same pattern, no alternate route. No, misogyny's a progeny, treating me like property. We follow it illogically, like free market economies. No words or complaints, my soul starts to taint. Queer still dying at alarming rates. The world's heart is a viper, indiscriminate like the sniper. Won't follow you around like rats, the pied piper planning death for a racket. He's his usual biz. Cops are still killing us, so who can we trust? Even peaceniks among us, one of us. But I trust that you trust we're gonna make the future last in us through words and deeds, not the fire and rain. It's like speaking of freedom nowadays seems strange. You got revolution coming one way or another. Is you with me, sis? Is you down for me, bruh? Got us locked in competition, capitalism's tunnel vision. Who needs jail when your hearts and minds are prison? But I'm not with the usual suspect gang. Give me liberty or death, the power and fame.
Understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand?
Come on.
Understand, overstand, misunderstand. Take your heart in your hands and do the best that you can.
What?
Understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand?
Come on.
Understand, overstand, misunderstand. Open mind, open hands, do the best that they can.
What?
Understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand?
Come on.
Understand, overstand, misunderstand. Take your heart in your hands and do the best that you can.
Come on.
Understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand?
Come on.
Understand, overstand, misunderstand. Open mind, open hand, do the best that they can.